Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode of the show. In this one, we delve into the slightly morbid but interesting history of the London Necropolis Railway, a train line that served the dead along with the living. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Would you ride a train with undead passengers? Or if not, what about a train with actually dead passengers? From 1854 to 1941, the London Necropolis Railway took a 40-minute journey across 23 miles, that's 37 kilometers, carrying both the deceased and the living who mourned them to a cemetery. After departing a special station near Waterloo, built specifically for the line and its passengers, the train rocked its way across the serene countryside on a route selected for its comforting views. Once arriving at the Brookwood Cemetery in Surrey, at the time the world's largest cemetery and built in partnership with the railroad, funeral goers would lay their dearly departed to rest and then have drinks and snacks at one of the cemetery's two train stations. We spoke with John Clark, author of the 2006 book The Brookwood Necropolis Railway. He said both cemetery stations had refreshment rooms, usually run by the wives of the station staff. The cakes and sandwiches served would probably have been homemade. And it would have been customary to eat this lunch with a cup of tea at the station before returning to London. The refreshment rooms were fully licensed, so guests could have alcoholic drinks as an alternative to tea or coffee. After this brief repast, the guests then boarded the train and returned to London, the train's passenger list a bit lighter than before. The idea may seem odd today when many of us keep the dead as far from daily life as possible, but at the time it was a popular one. During its peak, London's Necropolis Railway transported more than 2,000 dead bodies a year. The number of live mourners it carried reached into the tens of thousands. Even so, riding in the same train as corpses took some getting used to. Londoners initially wondered whether loading up the mourners and the deceased and transporting them on the same train was a bit too practical. The Bishop of London, when appearing before the Houses of Parliament a full 12 years before the Necropolis Railway opened, considered it improper. Clark says that the bishop stated he would consider the hurry and bustle connected with it as inconsistent with the solemnity of a Christian funeral. Plus, there were the corporeal elements with which to contend, such as the odors and potential disease transmission of the bodies. Social mores were tested, too. Could the rich really ride side by side with the poor to bury their dead? And the concern wasn't limited only to people of different social classes. There could be different religions aboard, each requiring its own traditions. The solution, at least aboard the Necropolis Railway, was elegant in its simplicity. Separate cars were designated by class, but all were allowed to ride regardless of their station in life. The cemetery, meanwhile, allowed the rich and poor to be buried side by side, but sectioned separate areas for various religions. It was a workable solution for the time, and one driven by a necessity few could argue. London's in-town cemeteries were already chock-full. By the middle of the 19th century, Londoners were being buried at a rate of about 50,000 a year. Previously buried bodies were sometimes removed and cremated to make room for new ones until Parliament began closing admission at city cemeteries and shipping bodies to greener pastures like the out-of-town Brookwood Cemetery, which encompassed about 1,500 acres. By the 1920s, motorized hearses were the vehicle of choice for moving the dead, and many Londoners had access to either automobiles or one of the trains of the living that also made a stop at Brookwood Station. And in April 1941, during World War II, the London terminus of the funeral train was damaged in a German V-2 rocket bombing. Brookwood no longer serves exclusively as a departure spot for the dead and their mourners, but remnants of these stations are still visible if you know where to look. How's that for living history? Today's episode is based on an article on HowStuffWorks.com that has since been lost to time, as these things sometimes are. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.